With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A Grand Court judge has sentenced a teenager to more than 5 years behind bars following the armed robbery of a Georgetown jewelry store. Here's Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks.
19-year-old Brevin Sincere Watson admitted charges of robbery and possession of an imitation firearm arising from an incident at Caribbean Jewelers in November last year. The court heard that Watson entered the store carrying a hammer and what appeared to be a firearm before smashing display cases containing jewelry. Watson was arrested shortly after fleeing the scene, and police recovered both a hammer and a toy pistol believed to be used during the incident. The court heard that Watson was instructed to carry out the offense to repay an outstanding debt to another. He was sentenced to a combined 67 months imprisonment for the offenses. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Jonathan Samuel Welcome has pled not guilty to charges of possessing an illegal firearm and 5 rounds of ammunition. Police say the charges follow a search on Bronze Road in Georgetown, where a 9mm Luger pistol was recovered. His trial has been set for November 2nd, and he remains in custody. Finance Committee approves an additional $8 million in funding for the Port Authority, which the minister says is to buy land and upgrade equipment. Planning Minister, the Honorable J.E. Banks.
$5 million out of that is for land acquisitions around the Port Authority in Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and also in Little Cayman. And then the balance is for us to Port Authority vessels and also new trucks for our drivers.
Opposition leader, the Honorable Joey Hugh, pressed to confirm the money will not be used for a new cruise pier or cargo deck.
I just want a clarification that there's no new port development. This is all to buy land supporting the current ports in the three islands.
Mr. Ebanks told the member that was, quote, absolutely correct, confirming there is no new port project in this funding. Opposition leaders say the latest Caribbean utility company's base rate increase is not just about regulation, but whether government did everything lawfully it could to cushion the impact on consumers. Here's Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles.
In a statement issued this week, Leader of the Opposition, the Honorable Joey Hughes, says he recognizes CUC's rights under its license and the statutory responsibilities of the regulator. He argues, however, that deferrals in 2020 and 2022 show it was possible, within the same framework, to delay scheduled increases during periods of economic hardship rather than canceling them outright. Mr. Hughes said, quote, the issue is not whether the license should be disregarded. The issue is whether there was scope within the existing framework to seek a temporary delay during a period of significant financial pressure, end quote. He says he will continue to press for transparency, accountability, and what he calls practical solutions that put Caymanian consumers first. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Caroline Nichols. Kuwait and Bahrain say they've intercepted fresh Iranian attacks as the conflict between Iran and the US intensifies over control of the Strait of Hormuz. Overnight, US forces carried out another wave of strikes against Iran, while Iran launched missiles and drones at American targets in neighbouring countries. Australia has announced wide-ranging plans to regulate artificial intelligence. Measures would include enhanced copyright protections and restrictions on data centres' use of water and power. Economic growth in China slowed sharply between April and June as weak domestic demand and the impact of the Iran war on oil prices overshadowed strong exports. Official GDP growth in the second quarter was 4.3%. Argentina's vice president has stoked tension ahead of the World Cup semi-final with England by directly linking the match to the Falklands War of the 1980s. It contradicts the position of Argentina's coach, who says it's just a football match. An Israeli soldier has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for passing sensitive data to an Iranian agent for financial gain. The court heard he'd sent video of two missile interceptions during Israel's brief war with Iran last year. Vietnamese police are investigating an alleged international diamond smuggling network worth millions of dollars. They say the diamonds were being smuggled from India via Hong Kong. Dozens of people have been arrested. BBC News.